I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell.
For I know
whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, o'er the fullness of His love.
Perfect
rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wing my flight to realms of day,
This my song
through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Thank you, men, for that wonderful song of trust. And thank you, my friend, for joining me today for this edition of The Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this weekly Bible teaching broadcast. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. We've had responses from nearly 190 countries of the world. And you know, friend, that couldn't have happened, nor can it continue to happen, without your prayers and financial support. We're so grateful for each of you who partner with us. And if you're not one of our partners, we'd love to have you join us. You too can share in the joy and blessing of seeing others come to faith in Christ or grow in their walk with Him. Here's a testimony of answered prayer from a listener to our daily Swahili language broadcasts in the country of Kenya. She writes, "Praise the Lord, Heralds of Hope. Mine is to testify of what the Lord has done in my family. My husband has been jobless for almost 8 months, and this has seen our family go through a very financially challenging phase. Last month, I wrote to you to request that you pray with us, and God has answered our prayers. My husband was called in for a job interview, and after a few days, he was confirmed. Please rejoice with us, and thank you for your prayers." This listener has discovered the value of telling her struggles to Jesus. And you can do that too, my friend.
Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted?
Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus.
Are you grieving over joys departed?
Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus.
Jesus alone.
Do the tears flow down your cheeks unbidden?
Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus.
Have you sins that tomb and sighs are hidden?
Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Do you fear the gathering clouds of sorrow? Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious? What shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus.
Why don't you
tell it to Jesus? He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone.
Oh,
tell it to Jesus alone.
Thank you, men. On the last several programs, we've been exploring some of the Psalms together, and we'll continue that exploration on today's program as well. In a few moments, you'll hear the voice of Dr. J. Otis Yoder, the original Bible teacher on The Voice of Hope. His teaching has been translated into multiple languages, and it still blesses many listeners around the world today. His exposition on this broadcast will be taken from Psalm 1, and it's titled, The Choice is Yours. I hope you'll be blessed by this teaching. And now, here is Dr. Yoder.
Most likely you have heard someone say, if only my foresight was as good as my hindsight. Well, we do have trouble visualizing outcomes. We make poor choices sometimes because we can't see far enough. Haven't you wished you had 100% score on that? Well, I want to encourage you with my message called The Choice is Yours. I'm basing my message on Psalm 1:1-6. King David once wrote, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. That's a beautiful passage, isn't it? Doesn't that lift your spirit? Doesn't that help you to understand that God does care? He reaches down and blesses and helps you? Oh, yes. Now reach for your Bible and turn to Psalm 1. At Psalm 1:1-6. It's the entire Psalm. One of those great, great Psalms of David. Listen. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The choice is yours. Today we have what psychologists call a pluralistic society. And by this they mean let people go their own way. If we had a monolithic, you might say, society, then we would all pattern our lives over the same thing. But we have a pluralistic society. But I tell you, this is not the first time in history that we have had such a society. Way back there in the time of Israel, in the time of the judges, in Judges 17:6, you can read it, the Bible makes this comment, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Now, I guess you'd call that a pluralistic society, wouldn't you? No central rallying point. Well, there are some who argue there are many ways to God. All roads, all religions lead to God. And then there are others who say the way to God is very narrow. In fact, the way to God is only my way. So there you have it. Some say all ways lead to God, and others say only my way leads to God. Can we find the right way? How many ways are there? And who walks on which way? I think the psalm which I read, Psalm 1, describes the ways so that we might observe and choose the right way. I want to talk to you about the choice is yours. Which way? First, there is the way of the blessed man, and the psalm tells us what that blessed man avoids. Well, he avoids the counsel of the ungodly. He does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. There are plenty. Yes, there are plenty who would give us counsel. There are plenty who would give that man counsel. But he does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He does not stand in the way of sinners. They're there, all around him. But he does not congregate with them. He does not stand with them. He does not sit in the seat of the scornful. He does not assemble with those who scorn religion. I want you to notice the progress from one to the other. He does not walk. He does not stand. He does not sit. Oh, I am reminded of Lot, Abraham's nephew. When Abraham and Lot must needs divide their flocks and herds, the Bible tells us that Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom. He saw the luscious land of the Jordan plain, the Jordan valley, and he pitched his tent toward Sodom. He had flocks and herds aplenty when Uncle Abraham and he divided. But when the record finishes with Lot, he came out of Sodom with only the shirt on his back and his two incestuous daughters. He also sat in the gate. In fact, the Bible comments about him that his righteous soul was vexed with what he saw. But he began to walk, then he began to stand, and finally he sat in the gate. The way of the blessed man, what he avoids, the counsel of the ungodly, the way of sinners, and the seat of the scornful. What he delights in, the law of the Lord. But he delights in the law of the Lord, and he meditates in it day and night. Ah, do you see the difference? What he avoids is human. What he delights in is divine. It was David on another occasion who said, Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Now, what does this way do for him? What does it do for him? It gives him a settled life. He's like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Not gallivanting around, not moving here and there, not being tossed to and fro, but planted, settled, secure, roots deep, And what else happens? He's fruitful. He's growing. And he's prosperous. It's not a sin to be prosperous, as long as you are as a blessed man, avoiding the counsel of the ungodly, and delighting in the law of the Lord. In fact, the Bible says that he who walks in this way will prosper. Don't argue it away. It's there. Whatever he does will prosper. He'll be successful. That's the way of the blessed man. And then there is the way of the bad man. What does he do? Well, the Bible tells us here that the ungodly are not so. In other words, I gather from this that the ungodly will walk in the counsel of the ungodly and will stand in the way of sinners and will sit in the seat of the scornful. I was just thinking about that, and I'd like to go to Proverbs, the first chapter, and just note there how the wise man Solomon counseled the people to whom he wrote this. It was his son, he said. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, and let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as hell, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, and we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. You see, the way of the bad man is not like the way of the righteous man. No, indeed. Well, what is the bad man like? What is he like? He's like chaff. Chaff is the fine material from threshing. And in the olden days, when they winnowed the grain, they waited for a windy day, and then threw the grain up in the air, and the wind carried the chaff away. That is what the ungodly are like. They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. No stability there, is there? My, what a difference between a tree planted and the chaff the wind drives away. No worth either. It's not worth anything. Very useless. And what does it do for him? It condemns him in the day of judgment. You notice what that verse says? It's verse 5. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. In checking the commentators on this verse, I find that what this verse means is that the wicked man, the bad man, will be condemned in judgment. He'll not be able to stand up because the judge will pass the sentence on him. That's it. And he will have no part with the congregation of the righteous. He'll be separated from the righteous. Jesus told a parable one time about the rich man and Lazarus, and he said that in the next world, there is a great gulf fixed so that the wicked dead cannot come to the righteous dead. They'll have no part in the congregation of the righteous. Well, the way of the bad man isn't very attractive to me. Is it attractive to you? I hope not. I surely hope not. The way of the blessed man is far more attractive. And then there is the way of the Lord in that last verse, verse 6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God somehow relates himself to both the blessed man and the bad man. For the blessed, he is on his side. He knows the way of the righteous, of the blessed man. He knows that way. But what did he say about the ungodly? His way shall perish. There's no future. no blessed future. It's all a future of torment and sorrow. Well, I ask you, which way? The choice is yours. Which way? There are two ways. Only two. We talk about a pluralistic society. Perhaps we should talk about a dualistic society. There are only two ways, my friend. The blessed way and the bad way. The way of the blessed man and the way of the bad man. I urge you to choose the way of the blessed man. Separate yourself from the counsel of the ungodly, from the way of sinners, and from the seat of the scornful. And then God will establish you like a tree. Delight yourself in the law of God, and you will be fruitful and grow and be prosperous. Oh, I don't know in what area or how the Lord is going to prosper you, but I know from this scripture that when you choose the blessed man's way, you will prosper. The Bible says so, and I believe it. Don't you? The choice is yours. O Lord God of heaven and earth, remember us now, my friend and me. Remember us as we weigh these two ways. And I'm asking, dear Lord, that the Holy Spirit may help my friend every day to make the choice of the blessed man, to avoid the counsel of the ungodly, the way of sinners, and the seat of the scornful, but to delight himself the law of God. This I ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey. I'll tell everybody about you wherever I go. You alone are our life and our peace and our love. Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey. Lord Jesus, I'll praise you as long as I journey. May all of my joy be a faithful reflection of you. May the earth and the sea and the sky join my song. Lord Jesus, I'll praise you as long as I journey.
As long as I live, Jesus, make me your servant to care.
Make me your servant. I fear in the dark and the doubt of my journey, but courage will come with the sound of your steps by my side, and with all of the family you saved by your love, we'll sing to your dawn at the end of our journey.
We'll
sing to your dawn at the end of our journey.
My friend, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, I praise God. And if you'd like to review this teaching or share it with a friend, it's available to you either in print or on an audio CD. Just ask for the teaching, The Choice is Yours. You can request this teaching by using our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. www.thepilgrimsfaith.org. Or you can call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or finally, you can mail your request to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Braeswood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a copy of the teaching titled The Choice is Yours, in print or on an audio CD. Or you can log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen to the program at your convenience. You can also visit our Facebook page to see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events in your area, or read an encouraging testimony. It's also an easy way for you to send a message to us, and we'd love to hear from you. Now, once again, you may contact us by email at this address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. By mail, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Braeswood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. And ask for your copy of the teaching, The Choice is Yours, either in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, if you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org, or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, friend, I hope you'll join me next week for the Voice of Hope. And until we meet again, I pray that this is your experience.
Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Ooh. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. Oh, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
The sweeter he grows.
This I know.